7.
And we're back here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Also, you can be catching us on the DevilRadio927.com stream, or maybe the app, the greatest app ever. Devil Radio app, easy for you to download and use. Catch all the great programming that happens on this station, including the Devil's Advocates, and so many great shows. That's why you don't start naming names. It's a lesson you should learn early on. Don't name names, because then you're going to miss somebody's name in that process. But so many great shows. Check out the lineup at DevilRadio927.com. So I'm really excited to have an opportunity to bring on a news resource now in our community that's been growing and building and provides an incredible service, because you know, this is a different kind of news resource, and I'm really glad it is here in our community. It's Me Wisconsin. This is such an important resource and interview. I want to make sure we get the sound right, so I'm going to bring a little music up. We're going to figure this out. We'll be back in just a minute, okay? So hang in there, audience. We'll be right back with you.
Playing doctor with
All right, third time is the charm. I can tell because we went with other technology. We went old school, went back to the phone. And here we are once again with Alejandro and also Adriana from Mi, Wisconsin. Thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate your time. And tell us, we'll start over again. Alejandro, tell us what Mi, Wisconsin is and tell us about the resource here in our community.
Focus in Latino community. We provide this different kind of information about the community, the COVID, the different kind of the resources that we have in our community. We cover all Wisconsin because we don't have too much Hispanic newsrooms in Wisconsin. And the idea is basically provide all kind of the information and resources to the Latino community. Mm-hmm.
You're right. We don't have that resource, and it's important for us to have the resource. That's when I looked at the website and found more out about you. Mi, Wisconsin, we're so glad you're a member of Dame by Local. The website address is miwisconsin.com, and it's just an incredible resource for people in our community so they can have all of the same news that's put out there in English in Spanish. I think it's amazing that you guys are doing that.
Yeah, I think it's important for the Latino community. We started in 2020 with the COVID. we need create a this is soon as possible because we need urgent information. And I think it's important for the Latino community have this kind of resources as soon as possible.
I think too the looking at the different types of. The different types of show information you put out, stories you cover. It's all the latest news. Adriana, tell us how you're able to, at Mi, Wisconsin, keep up with all the news. Because I think it's challenging, right, to do that already. I don't know what your staff size is, but it's tough to keep up with news anyway. And you guys are doing it and doing it for people, the Latinos in our community.
Yes, I'm a chief editor in the New Wisconsin in the website. I try to define the line how is the news the Latino people could find in the website because we have a really big news, CNN, you know, NBC, it's all news, but sometimes the Latino people need another information and no, I need information that happens in Wisconsin, you know. When the Latino come here and only everything is all English, the Latino people doesn't know how explain, how go to the department and when they people have to call, what is the number, it is it. So the mission to the Wisconsin.com is get more community information. It's like a Twitter, but with real news.
I think that's really important to have that resources like we're talking about. Alejandro, how did this get started? Because it's not easy to start something like this. So tell us how this got started.
Yeah, this is a real start. You know, it's a WhatsApp Facebook page. This is the real thing. WhatsApp Facebook page. But with the pandemic, the people start to call me and receive information and request a lot of information. And the government organization start to find some way to communicate with the Latino community. And we don't have anything. In 2019, when the pandemic coming, when the COVID start, we create a website with basically with some kind of information, the basic information. But the pandemic start with very strong, and we start to share information about what kind of the virus, what is the behavior, what is the place, what is the community, what is the resources, the vaccine, and everything. And basically, Borealis Philanthropy is seeing our work and they provide the funds to growing up the organization. The New York University put my Wisconsin in the number 26 in the national, it has the first digital responder. And this one was very great for us because it was a spotlight for my Wisconsin in all USA, and we provide, in some cases, we provide information for the big media in USA, to CBS, to ABC. In some cases, we provide information for the fifth teenager that died here in Wisconsin, and they share information from my Wisconsin out to the big media.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm looking forward to talking more with you guys here after the break. We will be back. We've got all the sound figured out and so much good information to share. Stay with us. Be back in just a minute.
Thank you so much.